In this unit, we're going to look at how we deal with income and benefits from employment. From work can either be from employment or from self-employment. Sometimes it's obvious whether a role is an employed role or a self-employed role. However, there are times when that's not quite as straightforward and easy to decide. In these situations, HMRC has an online service where you can check whether something is more likely to be employment or self-employment. The main difference is whether you have a contract of service, an employee, or a contract for service, a self-employed. And there are some features of employment that we can look at, and when we're looking at a role, we can weigh up whether these features are present or not. The more features that are present, the more likely it is to be an employed role. So here are some of these features. The employer is obliged to offer work and the employee is obliged to carry it out. So in an employment role, if I'm employed by you, your part of the agreement is to provide work for me to do, and my part of the agreement is to carry that out. If I was self-employed, you wouldn't be obliged to offer me any work, and I wouldn't be obliged to carry it out. The employer controls how the work is carried out. As an employer, you're able to tell me how to carry out that work. As a self-employed person, then you've got less ability to tell me how to carry it out. You can tell me what you want done, but not necessarily how to do it. An employee is obliged to work at specific hours, fixed times and places. So as an employer, you can tell your employee where and when to work. As someone who hires a self-employed person, then you don't necessarily have the same powers. Now that could be written into your agreement, but as I said, this is not a hard and fast rules. These are indicators that it would be an employee-employer relationship, and the more of these you can tick, the more likely that is to be the case. The employee can't send a replacement. As a self-employed person, I can employ staff, and I can send those staff in my stead to carry out roles. As an employee, I can't send my friend today because I can't be bothered going in or I have something more important to do. An employee has no financial risks. As a self-employed person, I take financial risks. I may make a loss in some project. As an employee, then I have no financial risk. I turn up, I do my work, and I get paid for it. An employee doesn't normally provide their own equipment. There are some times when this might happen, but in the normal scheme of things, an employee will be provided with equipment by their employer. An employee are entitled to paid holidays and sick pay. So as an employee, you're entitled to get holidays and you're entitled to sick pay, whereas as a self-employed person, you're not entitled to these. So a contract of service, you're more likely as an employee, and a contract for service is self-employed.